Thanks for joining us as we continue through the Advent season. Today, we're going to look at Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. The Son of God took his first breath of air in a little village of Bethlehem. Away from the bright lights and busyness of the city, Jesus entered the world without notice. Today, you can imagine media from around the world would be camped outside a hospital waiting to report the birth of royalty. Before the King of Kings, apart from Mary and Joseph and a few animals whose lives were interrupted by the commotion, the inhabitants of Bethlehem slept as Jesus made his entrance into the pool of humanity. How about you? Have you embraced the entrance of the King? Are you sharing the message of Jesus? Are you ignoring him like so many in Bethlehem did? In a world seeking identity and satisfaction and security, only Jesus delivers true joy. The joy Jesus delivers is not the momentary opening of a thoughtful Christmas present, or much better, watching our children and grandchildren with the excitement of opening theirs. But the joy of Jesus is deep and lasting and foundational. Still there when circumstances of life hit from all sides. In the last couple of weeks, I have buried a dear friend, prayed with a godly couple whose child is very ill, emailed a family with an estranged child, and called and texted those who are struggling with devastating illness and addiction and heartbreak. Each person has said in their own way, I don't know how anyone gets through this without Jesus. The joy that Jesus brings is deep and lasting and foundational. As the world slept on that silent night in Bethlehem, God became flesh. His life, his death, and his resurrection delivered joy. In this life under the sun, and in this perfect life to come, Jesus is the one who gives us true and lasting joy. Father, thank you for the joy of Jesus. May we share that joy with others, set our hearts ablaze, and let others be attracted to the fire of joy within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.